Actually, the conference call is over with. It ended. There were about one-third of the owners who participated in it with league officials, including Commissioner Tagliabue. And what they basically decided was that they are going to continue to gather information. There are conversations going on between the NFL, the commissioner, his aides, and the Bush administration. They could have a decision later today, at the very latest tomorrow.
This could come from the president himself, that the owners could leave it up to the president?
If the president actually wanted to get that involved, or simply he could say, hey, listen, I have no, maybe he would say, I have no problem with you playing, or I think that's a good idea. There are still the very real issues of security and putting players on flights, and do you really want to put 70,000 people in a stadium at Giant Stadium? In Washington, near Washington, D.C., Baltimore, those places. I mean, there's still those things to weigh, even if the president said, hey, it's fine with me, I'd like you to go, just like Senator McCain said apparently on the ESPN radio a little while ago.
Yeah, he said that on the morning that we should have football this weekend. I said no, and I said no because of security reasons, and we've received a lot of emails with people saying, we want to go and show our unity, show our pride, which I think is great. But I think when you realize what happened yesterday, we all are vulnerable now, just a little bit more than we thought.
Well, we are vulnerable, and right now, are we really secure? Is our nation secure? I mean, right now there's FBI activity inside a Westin hotel in Boston as we speak. To me, those are very practical things we need to sit back and contemplate before we move ahead. I find it extraordinary that Major League Baseball apparently has already decided to play all its games this weekend. And that's probably, I wonder how the NFL is going to react to that. Is the NFL going to say, Major League Baseball is going, maybe we should do it. Although Gene Upshaw, the Players Association's executive director, said he advised Paul Tagliabue today to just cancel it, take the lead, and move on.
Okay, but the NFL is... There's precedent here, and I talked about this earlier. When President Kennedy was assassinated, Pete Rozelle took it to his grave. That was the mistake he made that he really wishes he could have rectified. They played football that weekend, but as I mentioned, we treated those sporting events, those games, as a wake for President Kennedy. We didn't feel threatened.
Correct.
But we feel threatened now, and that's why I think the NFL may reconsider and say, we did make a mistake then. This would be an even bigger mistake.
Yeah, I just think that I know there's a thought here, boy, when you've got who know how many thousands of Americans who have perished just out of respect for them. But I think the very real issues of security and the threat, to me, is far greater. I mean, what if there was one incident at one stadium in a game this weekend? What would the response be then? The safest thing to do is to cancel the games and deal with the so-called nightmare there is of playing with a shorter schedule, canceling wild card games, whatever.
When will the decision come in? I know that we're looking at a 24-hour window here, but realistically, do you think it's going to be tomorrow, Mort?
I think it's got a chance to be later today. In fact, I was told just a little while ago it had a chance to be later today, 50-50, and no later than tomorrow by noon, certainly.